Today's marriage minute is entitled Love Compels, Sin Repels. Our scripture verse is taken from the first part of 2 Corinthians 5:14, where the word says, "For Christ's love compels us." You see, the quality of our most important relationships is a function of the small decisions we make continually. Like, you know, shall I ask her how her day was, or shall I just go turn on the TV and relax? Do I get off the phone to greet him at the door when I hear the car pulling up? You see, love is a compelling force that moves us toward one another, while sin is a repelling force that causes us to withdraw into our own comfort zones. I may not want to ask my wife how her day went because maybe, after all, I just don't care at the moment. I'm tired. I worked all day. I just want to plop into my recliner and chill for a bit. The wife may not want to cut her phone conversation short with her best friend when she hears a car pulling up. After all, she hasn't talked to her friend all week, and there's so much to catch up on. Now, if we're going to love each other, we need to let Christ's love compel us toward one another, precisely when it means sacrifice. There is no love without sacrifice. In fact, love without sacrifice is simply use. It's Christ's love that compels us to do whatever it takes to draw closer, even when it means risking conflict. It's sin that causes us to avoid each other. If we find ourselves repelled, it's not love. For sin repels while love compels. So a question that we want to ask each other today: do you feel like I avoid you or shut you out sometimes because I just don't care about what you're going through, or just because I want to avoid conflict? And a prayer for both of us: Lord, let your love compel us to be engaged and stay engaged, even when we may risk conflict. Keep us from avoiding one another just because it's more comfortable.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's meet.